Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rev Ethics. My name is Awolaye Banigo. I am a teacher and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Rev Ethics.
Our great people of River State, welcome to yet another episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember that it is beneficial to share knowledge because when one teaches, two learn. Today's episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Teachers' Day, which was celebrated this week on the 5th of October. The United Nations charges all committed member states to ensure that teachers and educators are empowered, adequately recruited, well-trained, professionally qualified, motivated and supported within well-resourced, efficient and effectively governed systems. Teachers, whether teaching at school level or in higher education, are the key to ensuring the successful achievement of SDG 4. Which is the Sustainable Development Goal number 4, on inclusive and quality education for all, and to creating societies based on knowledge, values, and ethics. They are the frontline workers without whom quality learning cannot be achieved. Therefore, World Teachers' Day 2017 will bring together all teachers, trainers, policymakers, as well as researchers and other education stakeholders to celebrate teaching, academic freedom, and what we need to do to ensure quality higher education and a sustainable future for the teaching profession. One of the objectives of this year's event is to celebrate and highlight the contributions of teachers from pre-primary through to higher education to the education and development of our future citizens. The event also has a commensurate outcome, which is to create awareness on the importance of empowering teachers. Teaching is a huge responsibility that produces incredible results. Teachers are not only called to teach, but also to encourage the students, instruct them, mentor them, praise them, influence them, guide them and inspire them. Every child is a different kind of flower. Altogether, they make this world a beautiful garden. There is a popular saying that without teachers, life would have no class. But it has also been noted that there are different types of teachers. Some are just boring, some are downright lazy, some are disorganized and no good, yet some are extremely strict and unfriendly. But there are the few who are fun, who love teaching, and are able to teach students to love learning. A teacher ignites the fire that fuels a student's thirst for knowledge, curiosity, and also wisdom. To the world, the teacher may be just another teacher, but to the students, the teacher is both a star and a hero. A good teacher knows how to teach standards. A great teacher knows how to teach the students. An outstanding teacher knows how to teach both. The most valuable resource that all teachers have is each other. Without collaboration, our knowledge and growth are limited to a narrow perspective. But to be that tireless, dedicated professional who not only inspires but guides, enlightens, motivates, touches lives forever and makes the world a better place, teachers need to keep learning through collaboration and personal development. And the greatest lesson for teachers is to learn how to empathize with students, respect them, and believe that each one has something special that can be built upon. We therefore congratulate and celebrate all great teachers who, like candles, have dwindled away only to shine a light along the pathway of success for their students. Our guest speaker today is a distinguished teacher, Miss Awolaye Banigo. She teaches at Government Comprehensive Secondary School, Borukiri, and she will be sharing insights on the theme of this year's World Teachers' Day, which is Teaching in Freedom, Empowering Teachers. Please enjoy the episode and let's not forget to put the lessons learned to good use. Our wonderful people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful. If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh.
Now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
Not do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry them, oh.
Not play person, why you?
Now you go take.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am Awolaye Banigo, your host for today. I'll be speaking on World Teachers Day. World Teachers Day was held on the 5th of October this year. This has been the case since 1994. It commemorates the anniversary of the signing of the 1966 United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, an International Labour Organization recommendation concerning the status of teachers. The 1966 recommendation constitutes the main reference framework for addressing teachers' rights and responsibilities on a global scale. It provides guidance to governments, school leaders, and teachers' unions to address the status and working conditions of teachers on the one hand, and their educational effectiveness on the other. It includes teachers at all levels, from pre-primary up to higher institutions. It also includes all forms of education, both private, public, vocational, technical, or arts education. This year's celebration of World Teachers' Day was tagged Teaching in Freedom, Empowering Teachers. The World Education Forum committed member states to ensure that teachers and educators are empowered, adequately recruited, well-trained, professionally qualified, motivated and supported within well-resourced, efficient and effectively governed systems. What this means is that teachers, as the key to ensuring the successful achievement of societies based on knowledge, values and ethics through quality education and inclusiveness, should enjoy freedoms such as job security, career development opportunities, and fair workplace practices. Teachers in higher institutions should also enjoy academic freedom to teach and publish scholarly works without any form of interference. We know that it is said that it is more important to learn than to teach, but we cannot also take away the fact that learning cannot take place without some form of teaching. As a result of this, emphasis should be placed on the overall well-being of teachers. Beginning from when they are recruited, only the very best should be recruited. People who are willing and able. You know, it's one thing to be willing to do something, is another thing to be able to do it. So people who are willing, who have the ability and also the willingness to teach, should be recruited and then properly trained, taking through a proper period of training, so they do the job correctly. Things are done the way they ought to be done and not shoddily. Also, people should be deployed to accessible locations. I think one of the reasons why people do not go to some locations is probably because, you know, these are locations they've never been to, they are not accessible, and at the end of the day, they get the jobs and then they don't go there. People should be deployed to locations that are accessible and familiar to them. There should also be opportunities for career development. Nobody wants to be stagnant. You want to feel that you're growing and you're learning something new every time. Welfare and retirement are also important aspects. People will not be motivated to do anything if they are not properly taken care of, or if they have concerns about how well they'll live after they've retired, after giving so much of their time to a particular job or occupation. Unless teachers are treated appropriately and, you know, the various issues that concern teachers taken seriously, addressed properly, the goal of achieving quality education will not be attained. A teacher who is not properly trained, who is not productively deployed, does not have opportunities for career development, is not provided with ongoing professional support, and whose welfare is not taken care of, cannot be a committed professional, cannot give their best. And as such, if they are not giving their best, of course, the recipients, the students and pupils who are at the other end of it will not get the very best from them. Many young people who get into the teaching profession run away from it after 5 years or before then, because they are disenchanted with the whole system. The ones who stay are staying because there are no alternatives most of the time. When we return, we'll continue talking about the empowerment and welfare of teachers.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Hey, another one, don't trail it.
You think say God day, therefore you no go work. My friend, not deceive yourself.
Work not they fall from up.
Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full.
Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take talk and say, as you big rich so, you not fit do one better thing.
With tea, you not the shame. Try and make your life better. Go find work. Do.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio, and I am Awolaye Vanigo, your host for today. Before the break, we were talking about why young people do not stay in the teaching profession. And I said that most of them are disenchanted with the whole system. And then the ones who stay are mostly stay because there are no alternatives. There are no other jobs. And so they stay. Even in the higher institutions, lecturers there are on a series of strike actions year in, year out, because the universities are not properly funded, their allowances are not paid, and people are just generally disgruntled. It is important to state here that the quality of education cannot exceed the quality of teachers at any given time. If the teacher is not happy and is not giving out his or her best, then of course we know that at the other end, the people coming out are also not getting the best. The teaching profession requires expert knowledge, specialized skills, and innovativeness, you know, new things, ideas, bringing forth new ideas, new ways of doing things. And this can only be achieved through periodic training. People should not just be employed and allowed to stay till they are ready to retire. Periodic trainings should take place, workshops, seminars, where teachers are updated and brought up to speed with modern techniques of teaching and knowledge impartation. For instance, within the academic calendar, teachers can be selected in batches to attend trainings. For instance, during the academic calendar, teachers can be selected in batches to attend trainings, properly funded trainings, where every equipment they need is available. Recently, the British Council conducted a series of workshops. There was a particular one where teachers were taught the TKT. TKT stands for Teaching Knowledge Test. This is a technique where the teacher is not the only one teaching, but opportunities are also given to students to teach and express themselves based on the topic that is being taught. I also think that the business of teaching should not be left to the government alone. There should be more private sector involvement in the training and development of teachers in the form of procuring new facilities that will make teaching and learning easier and interesting. Today, we are in the 21st century, we are in 2017. Most parts of the world, teaching is now digitalized. Even here, in some private schools, teaching is now digitalized. I think this should be something that is replicated everywhere. It should be more interactive, as opposed to the analog method of writing notes on the board, having the students copy. This process of writing the notes on the board and having the students copy also shortens the time of the actual lesson. And at the end of the day, you have teachers complaining that the scheme of work was not completed. The private sector can also come in to provide grants and funds to facilitate research at the secondary and university levels. It can also provide motivation in form of allowances, especially to teachers in the rural areas. For instance, in Bonny, the NLNG gives some sort of allowance or stipend to the teachers there. This is a form of motivation and encourages you to go to your place of assignment. There should also be a standard library in every school, well stocked with current editions of books and functional internet facilities that is accessible to both the teachers and the students to ensure that everyone is up to date with modern knowledge. Another aspect is the presentation of yearly awards to deserving teachers. This will also encourage other teachers to put in their utmost best. Let's take another short break.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812-8075-881, 0803-7821-189, 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am Awolanye Banigo, your host for today. Before the break, I was talking about the various ways in which teachers can be empowered and motivated to put in their utmost best. One of the ways teachers can be encouraged is by presenting awards to deserving teachers at the end of every year or at the end of the school session to encourage other teachers to put in their best. It is also important that the aesthetics of the school environment, that is classrooms, staff rooms, the recreational facilities and the landscape, is put into consideration at every time, because you know, this would help everybody to relax and learn properly, no matter how well developed the school curriculum is. Its implementation will be affected if the teachers are poorly motivated. So please, the government, the private sector, everybody should join hand and ensure that teachers are kept happy, because a happy teacher is a productive teacher who will in turn develop the quality of human capital necessary for the growth and development of any society. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, a community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.